This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 390 for Thursday, May 11th. I'm Phil Franz Warkentin. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Thursday, seeing follow-through speculative selling after yesterday's downturn. Futures down $5 to $11, the July contract down $11 at $723.70 per ton. A risk-off sentiment in outside financial markets accounted for some of the spillover weakness in canola, with losses in Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil also bearish. Relatively favorable Canadian seeding weather also weighed on prices, with farmers thought to be making good progress in most areas. Tight old crop supplies and the need to ration demand did provide support on the other side, with weakness in the Canadian dollar, down over half a cent today, also supportive. In the U.S., corn and wheat futures were both lower, while soybeans traded closer to unchanged. The USDA releases its latest supply-demand estimates tomorrow, and pre-report positioning was a feature. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, the nearby July contract up a penny at $14.05 per bushel. Friday's report will include the first official new crop production and stocks estimates, with a wide range of pre-report expectations. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were at the lower end of expectations, with about 110,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. However, the USDA also announced additional flash sales of 132,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations this morning. Corn, it's pressured by expectations that tomorrow's USDA report will show large corn stocks, possibly exceeding 2.1 billion bushels for the new crop year carryout. The July contract down 11 cents at 582 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales came in at about 257,000 tons of old crop and an additional 83,000 tons of new crop. That was at the lower end of expectations. The active U.S. corn seeding pace, with over half of intended acres in the ground, also weighed on prices. Wheat, it is lower. Minneapolis down 13 cents in the July contract at 836 per bushel. Kansas City also 13 cents lower in July at 841 per bushel. And Chicago wheat down 14 cents in the July contract at 627 per bushel. Old crop U.S. wheat export sales hit a marketing year low of only 26,000 tons, but new crop business was solid at 333,000. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine remains a feature in the background, with some talk today that the deal allowing Ukrainian grain to move through the Black Sea would be extended for at least 2 months. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 11th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.